Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Hawaiian Edition. Today our featured guest is appellate litigator Tom Casso, discussing Hawaii v. Office of Hawaiian Affairs, heard an oral argument on Wednesday, February 25th. Thanks for tuning in. The Supreme Court here considers the claims of Native Hawaiians to land held by the state of Hawaii. The case involves a dispute over the legal effect of Congress's 1993 apology resolution, which described, and apologized to Native Hawaiians for, the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893. When Hawaii was annexed by the United States in 1898, the Hawaiian government ceded almost 2 million acres of land to the United States government, most of which was later transferred to the state of Hawaii in the act admitting Hawaii as a state in 1959. Under the Admission Act, a portion of funds derived from the sale of these ceded lands must be used for the benefit of Native Hawaiians, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs was established to oversee such funds. Following the apology resolution, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs filed suits in state court seeking an injunction to prevent the state of Hawaii from selling any ceded land. Although the trial court did not grant relief, the Supreme Court of Hawaii, on appeal, ordered the injunction to be issued, arguing that the Congress had acknowledged, in the apology resolution, quote, unrelinquished claims over ceded lands by Native Hawaiians. The Supreme Court now considers whether the 1993 apology resolution requires the state of Hawaii to reach a political settlement with Native Hawaiians before selling ceded lands. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Casso.
Hello, I'm Tom Casso, visiting clinical professor at Chapman University School of Law. On February 25, 2009, the United States Supreme Court heard argument in Hawaii v. Office of Hawaiian Affairs. This case asked the questions, 1. Can Congress take back land deeded to the state in the act of admission? 2. Is a joint resolution of Congress a law? And 3. What happens when you have a 93-page opinion, but nobody can quite agree on the basis of the decision? This case begins in 1993, when Congress passed, and the President signed, the Apology Resolution. This resolution apologized for the role of the United States government in the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893. The resolution noted that some Native Hawaiians had yet to be reconciled with this event, including the loss of land that was eventually deeded to the state. The question here is what effect this resolution had on property owned by the state of Hawaii. Beginning with the Northwest Ordinance, Congress has included a grant of land to new states as they were admitted into the Union. Generally, these grants were intended to provide the new states with income for essential services, especially public education. The grants did not restrict the power of the states to sell the land. Indeed, the terms of the grant assumed that the land would bring income to the state. Hawaii was no different. In the act of admission, the federal government granted the state title to 1.2 million acres of land, about 29% of the total land mass of the Hawaiian Islands. This land was to be used by the state to support public education, home ownership, public lands, and Native Hawaiians. This case arose when the state proposed to sell some of the land in order to build houses. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs sued to enjoin this land transfer, arguing that the land should be preserved to settle claims of Native Hawaiians to ownership of that land. The Hawaiian Supreme Court granted the injunction, prohibiting the state from transferring any of the ceded lands until the claims of Native Hawaiians to those lands had been resolved. The court ruled that the apology resolution, together with state law, created a trust. According to the state court, while the apology resolution did not require the state to turn over any land to Native Hawaiians, that resolution did acknowledge that Native Hawaiians had unrelinquished claims to the land. And the resolution further contemplated a future reconciliation between Native Hawaiians and the United States and the state of Hawaii regarding those unrelinquished claims. Based on this reading, the court held that the apology resolution and related state legislation imposes a fiduciary duty on the state to preserve the ceded lands until such time as the unrelinquished claims of the Native Hawaiians have been resolved. The question presented in the petition for certiorari was whether this symbolic resolution strips Hawaii of its sovereign authority to sell, exchange, or transfer that 1.2 million acres of state land deeded to the state in the act of admission. The case attracted a large number of amicus briefs. Several organizations filed briefs to argue that Congress could not enact legislation granting benefits on the basis of race. Here, the classification was Native Hawaiians. A majority of states joined in on a brief to argue that Congress had no power to revoke a state's authority to sell lands granted in the act of admission. None of these questions, however, occupied the court at oral argument. Counsel for the state of Hawaii, the petitioner in the case, spent most of his time arguing that the court should not limit its ruling to the apology resolution. Instead, the state argued, the court should rule that the Newlands Resolution of 1898, which annexed the Hawaiian Islands to the United States, and other federal laws affirmatively extinguished any Native Hawaiian rights to the ceded lands. Several members of the court challenged the state attorney general on whether that argument was fairly included in the question presented, and whether, in any event, that the state Supreme Court could still achieve the same result under state law, regardless of those prior federal enactments. For its part, the Council for Respondent, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, refused to defend the notion that the apology resolution could have a substantive effect on the authority of the state, or that it was even the basis of the state Supreme Court's decision. Again, several members of the court had trouble accepting that proposition when the apology resolution played such a prominent role in the state court decision. The respondent also conceded that the United States Supreme Court could rule that the apology resolution had no effect on the state's ability to alienate property. Respondent did not believe, however, that such a ruling would necessarily vacate or reverse the state court judgment. Again, respondent seemed intent to argue that the decision was based entirely on state law and had nothing to do with federal law. From this oral argument, it seems clear that there is little support for the idea that the apology resolution had any substantive effect on the state of Hawaii's power to alienate land that was granted to it in the act of admission. It is not clear, however, how much more the court will be willing to say. It may well leave to another day the question of whether the new lands resolution and other federal laws extinguished any unrelinquished claims of Native Hawaiians to state land, or whether the state Supreme Court can rule that Native Hawaiians have a claim to those lands, notwithstanding federal legislation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.